Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging around with me. It's my pleasure, as always. Let me tell you about our new guest, a new friend, and our guest this half hour coming up. Mr. Keith Rosen is with us. Keith is the president of Profit Builders. He's the author of several books, including the one I'm holding in my hand, which is his new one. And he is a sales training coach. He's an expert in the area of helping you get the most out of your customers, helping them get the most out of you as well. And if you have salespeople, if you own the company and you have people working for you, selling for them, he's going to help you make sure that they have an opportunity, maybe the maximum opportunity, to be champions. And his new book is called Coaching Salespeople into Sales Champions. And he's our new friend, Keith Rosen. Welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me today, Jim.
It's good to have you here. Keith, let's get one thing off on the table right away, and it's something I mentioned in the segment before you got here, and that is how selling has changed in the 21st century. See, I came up, Keith, it's shocking to me to say it this way, but it's been decades. I mean, not years, but I came up decades ago in the marketplace, and when I was a pup, selling was, you know, was pretty simple. Basically, you learned the basic selling fundamentals, and you went out and you knocked on doors, and people were buying, and you brought them information, and you developed relationships, and they bought from you, and you went home, and you cashed in your commissions. Today, the marketplace doesn't look like that. I mean, today salespeople don't bring people information because they've already got that information, don't they?
They certainly do. They certainly do. It's come a long way from selling Kirby vacuum cleaners and encyclopedias door to door, and it's evolved to the point where not only do customers have the information they need at their fingertips, not only, like myself, probably when I'm ready to make that purchase, know more about the product I'm buying than the person selling it to me. So you're dealing with a savvy
and they certainly know the price of everything.
Oh, well, I just went to bought my wife her birthday present. Now I'm gonna give the secret. Hopefully she's not listening. I got a brand new video camera, and I went into the store yesterday and talking to the salesperson, I was whipping out data sheets that he had no idea about.
Right, right.
So you're dealing with a savvier consumer, but you're also dealing with technology now that has absolutely changed the way, not only the way salespeople sell, but the way they're being trained, the way they're being managed, the way they're being developed, as you look more and more as these companies are building out virtual sales teams, and their salespeople aren't even coming face-to-face to their managers every day.
Yeah. What do you think about that?
I think it's... it's a wonderful thing for those salespeople, which are, you know, many of the salespeople I know. Why are we going into sales? Well, we love the freedom, we love the autonomy, we love the flexibility. So when you have
and the ability to leverage one of the reasons why I enjoyed being in sales is I never knew January 1 how much money I was going to make that year. I mean, the people I knew were on salary. They knew exactly what their W-2 was going to look like the next year, give or take a few bucks based on a bonus or something. But I always knew that my income was in my own hands.
And it's a very powerful place to be when you have all the tools at your disposal, and that's the key point where I was going, that where you can literally create what you want your W-2 to look like at the end of the year.
Right. So is that still possible out there these days?
It is so possible, and where companies are building out the teams, these virtual teams, and you have people that are able to work out of their house and sell or out of a satellite office, as the key thing, it works as long as the managers are upgrading their ability to coach, manage, and communicate the way they need to from a virtual platform. So if you take the way managers are managing today and try to manage as a virtual team that way, you're destined for failure.
Tell us why.
Well, because the way you communicate face-to-face versus over the phone and how you manage someone when you're physically seeing them every day or at least in the office versus hiring someone who you may never look in the eye.
Right. And there are more and more of those relationships being formed every day, aren't they?
they're not only from the external way of our customers, but our internal customers, speaking of our salespeople, because of those ways, those devoids of communication, the manager needs to upgrade the way they not only manage, but of course in my book, which is the whole premise behind this, is really evolve into more of a coach for their team. And mm-hmm. when you can do that, you have the ability to manage, support, and retain, as well as motivate your people on the phone, via email, through the web, that you didn't have the ability to do beforehand.
So, okay, so where do we start? We've got somebody out there, and we got somebody out there right now listening to you, Keith, who's got a half dozen salespeople, and they've been trying to get their team motivated. They've been trying to develop these people, but they just don't know where to start. Where would you start after they buy your book? Go ahead.
First start. Thank you for that. Once they do, they really need to stop and say, "Wait a second! I need to look at my company. I need to look at my team. Let me take that virtual 1,000-foot view down as someone who's overseeing my team. And what am I looking at here? Where do I really need to start? What we're really talking about here is a reinvention of your team. If you're that manager out there, and by the way, you're not alone if you're struggling. You're not alone if you're trying to get the most out of your people. You're not alone if you're sitting there trying to figure out the best way to handle an underperformer, what to do about them, or an underperformer who's been there for whether it's 3 months, whether it's a year or even longer, and you're still trying to figure out what to do with them. For every manager out there, there is hope, and it starts by the reinvention. And where that reinvention begins is about changing your mindset first. It's about first making that fundamental shift of shifting from a corporate culture to more of a coaching culture. And if the manager has
So you're saying that don't manage your if you're a sales manager, for example, don't, and of course, as you know, many small businesses, the owner is a sales manager, but you're saying don't talk to them like a corporate executive. Talk to them like a coach, like a leader, like a motivator. Move yourself into that mindset, away from the CEO mindset or the executive VP mindset. Don't give them the corporate line. Give them the line that will help them be successful.
That old corporate stuff, absolutely, the old corporate stuff doesn't work anymore. You're dealing with a younger generation of people. They want to feel a connection to their manager. They want to feel a connection. They want to be part of something. That old sterile environment is just not a place where people are going to want to work anymore. They'll just go somewhere else.
Mm-hmm. Stand by, Keith. We're going to take a quick break, folks. Keith Rosen is our guest. We're talking about the proper care and feeding of salespeople in the 21st century. His book is called Coaching Salespeople into Sales Champions. It's available wherever books are sold. 20 after the hour, here are the Stones to take us out. Back, it's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and having a great visit with our new friend Keith Rosen. He's president of Profit Builders LLC. He's the author of the brand new book, Coaching Salespeople into Sales Champions. Keith, why don't you give us your website, please, and tell us where the book's available.
Website they can get on my website at www.coachingsalespeople.com or profitbuilders.com. Either website, they should find the link and take them right to get to the book. A few different options there where they can get about 37% off, actually.
All right, good deal. We like those discounts. Check it out, folks, when you get a chance. Okay, you were talking about we're setting the stage for going, not talking to your people about the corporate line, but giving them the coaching line, because it's. Well, you mentioned you call them internal customers a minute ago. We've done that many times on the show. We've talked about our employees being internal customers. Our salespeople certainly are, and just as, correct me if I'm wrong here, Keith, but just as we have to teach them that it's all about the customer, when we're helping them, when we're coaching them, don't we have to make them feel the same way?
Oh, there is such a, thank you for that. There are so many parallels to professional selling and professional coaching. And just like when you go out to meet with a customer, your goal is to deliver value, uncover what their needs are, uncover what their pain is, and do so you can make your product or service shift from a nice-to-have to a need-to-have. Well, the key ingredient, the key tool of a skilled salesperson is their ability to ask the right questions and listen effectively.
And that's never changed in the history of mankind, has it?
That's something
that is fundamental and has always been fundamental and always will be fundamental.
It will be hardwired in the anatomy of salespeople for endless time.
Right.
And the same holds true for managers, is they need to realize that management, for all intents and purposes, is a dead strategy. Management doesn't work anymore, because traditional management is about managing mediocrity and managing status quo. It's about getting on your soapbox and preaching to your staff. Whether mm-hmm. you're trying to motivate them from there or try to tell them about the consequence, it's falling on deaf ears. People are tired of being preached at. And the difference now from manager to coach is about empowering people by tapping into their abilities, tapping into their ability to problem solve, tapping into their ability to deliver value both to their customer as well as to the organization. And that makes them feel included and part of something, which is what everyone ultimately wants.
There's another thing, Keith, that I'd like to stick in here that I think is one of the reasons why what you just said is true. And that's because when you could manage salespeople, everything they sold wasn't a commodity. In fact, many things that we sold were unique, were one of a kind, the first time they'd ever owned something like that. Today, everything we sell is a commodity. Everything we sell is a commodity. And therefore, selling is different. And so you can't manage that. You've got to coach these people into being able to sell something that, that their customers can get 100 other places. What do you think about that?
Well, I look at that as professional sports. You know, there's a lot of athletes out there, but only the top athletes rise to the top of the game.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
why is Tiger Woods one of the best golfers in the world, other than having six or seven coaches? He's not a commodity, okay?
Right.
What did he do to rise above the norm is he separated himself from everyone else out there. So the same holds true for not only salespeople who need to go out there and distinguish themselves from everyone else, realize that if they continue doing what they're doing, just like if the manager continues what they're doing, they're going to keep getting the same results, whether that's running into the, hey, why are you different, or the, hey, why aren't my salespeople turning it around? So mm-hmm. something has to change. And what we're really talking about is not only a change in your thinking, but a fundamental change in your skill set. To be a coach is a different skill set and discipline than it does to be a manager.
Give us some coaching tips right now.
Well, the biggest misnomer of leadership today, of management, is that when I speak to managers and they come to me and they say, Keith, I'm dealing with this one problem person. I can't seem to get them to turn around. And they'll come to me and the first thing out of my mouth is, well, what have you tried so far? And I'll hear a variety of different approaches. I'll hear everything from, well, I'm waiting to see what they're going to do. Waiting to see strategy. I always love the hope strategy, and you know, hope to me is not a strategy. Number two, they try to get them pumped up and excited. Or number three, they'll share with them all the consequences if they don't turn it around.
Right.
So, but in either one of these approaches, they're preaching. What they need to do is stop the preaching and start asking questions. They need to realize and make a shift to stop being the problem solver. Managers, your job is not to solve problems. Your ultimate job is to make your people more valuable. And you're not making your people more valuable if you keep solving all the problems for them. You're mm-hmm. making them actually less valuable. You're not allowing them to sharpen their own problem-solving skills.
Give us an example of how we make them more valuable.
By making them more valuable, the next time one of your employees comes to you with a problem, ask them how they would handle it. Ask them how they've handled it before. Ask them what type of result are they looking to achieve from it.
Are you saying they already have the answer, they just don't know it?
I'm saying that many times they do have the answer and they mm-hmm. don't know it. And mm-hmm. if they don't have the answer, what they do have is they have part of the answer, but that gives the manager an opportunity
right.
to fill in what I call the gap of mm-hmm. what they don't know rather
right.
than what they do know. So now all of a sudden you're developing an environment where you're sharpening your people's problem-solving abilities, and oh my God, because they know how to solve their problems, they're not coming to you as much
anymore.
And you become
a part of the solution with them, not just the person giving them an edict on how to behave. Keith, good job today. Book is called Coaching Salespeople into Sales Champions by Keith Rosen, available wherever books are sold. Let's get you back another day and talk some more about this, Keith.
I'd love to be back.
Thanks, Keith. Keith Rosen, ladies and gentlemen.
Me.
He'll be back. Quick break. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. I'll be back too.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.